could there be a change in how people in Washington state are viewing government here in Olympia, in the state capital? A new poll from Crosscut, which is an online publication. I used to write for Crosscut. They contract with pollster Stu Elway, and he produces the Elway poll in Crosscut. And it shows a number of things that are very ironic for a state that voted so heavily for Kamala Harris. I mean, irony number one here. Donald Trump got just over 39% of the vote. Kamala Harris got over 57% of the vote. She defeated him by 18 percentage points. It was not a close call. And yet, when asked if Washington state government should cooperate with the deportation plans of President Trump or resist, by a 51-40 majority, Washington state voters said, no, they should cooperate. Again, that's an 11-point difference. And immigration is a hot-button issue, particularly, you know, for the Democrats, for the political left. It's why Seattle was a sanctuary city and King County is a sanctuary county before Jay Inslee made it a sanctuary state. They could not be more hospitable to people who are living in the country illegally. It got so bad, Dow Constantine not only refused to have any cooperation with Immigration and Customs Enforcement when it came to, say, issuing a detainer for an illegal who committed crimes and was going to be released after finishing his sentence, the King County jail would not cooperate, still won't cooperate, with immigration authorities. That wasn't enough for Dow Constantine. He took the active step of trying to sabotage federal immigration law and try to prevent the federal government from carrying out its duties. When a federal immigration judge orders you out of the country, in other words, you've received your due process and a judge has ordered you out, you will be put on a plane and brought back to your country of origin. These flights leave out of Boeing Field because you've got the detention center for illegals in Pierce County. So you just take them down to Boeing Field and off they go. Dow Constantine, for a while, prevented the federal government from flying illegals who had been ordered out of the country by an immigration judge. He refused to allow planes to leave from Boeing Field. Instead, they had to put them on buses to Yakima and fly them out of Yakima. They had to do that for the better part of, I think, 2 years before a local judge, in response to an action, I think, brought by the former U.S. attorney, Brian Moran, said essentially, knock it off. Yes, they can use Boeing Field, which, by the way, was built on federal land. And this is a federal matter. And then, of course, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals more recently ruled. I mean, it's unusual to get the Ninth Circuit, which is the most liberal circuit in the United States, to rule against a liberal action like Jay Inslee's, but they ruled unanimously that no, he can't prevent immigration, the deportation of illegal immigrants from Boeing Field. So again, that's just an example of how radical our elected officials are. But the public doesn't see it that way. The general public, 51 to 40, said that they should cooperate with Donald Trump. So they even threw the T word in there. they even mentioned Donald Trump specifically, and a strong majority still believe that if you're ordered out of the, if Donald Trump deports illegals, we should be helping the federal government get them out. It's that way on other issues. People have a very dour feeling about Washington State and whether 2025 is going to be a good year. And here's how unusual it is. Voters believe that things will get better in the United States. 49% say it'll get better. 45% it'll get worse. They believe things will get better in their local community. 45% say better. 41% say worse. And by a strong majority, they think things will get better for themselves and their household. 56% say better, 33% say worse. But they think things will get worse in Washington State, and it's not even a close call. 36% say it will get better, things will get better in Washington State this year. 51% say things will get worse. There's an eye-opener. Again, Washington voters who voted for Kamala Harris by 18 percentage points think that things will get better in Donald Trump's United States by 49-45. They think things will get better in their own local community. Things will get even better than that in their own personal lives. But only 36% see things getting better in Washington State. The obvious question you want to ask at this point is, why the hell did you vote the way you voted? If just 2 months later, less than 2 months later, they took this poll the last week of December. Less than 2 months later, after voting for Bob Ferguson, after voting for all the statewide elected officials who had a D after their name, who voted to actually increase their already commanding, Democrats already commanding majorities in the House and Senate, only 36% say they think things will now get better. Why then did you vote the way you did? Oh, there's a question for the ages. Again, I said this yesterday, it took years for Seattle voters to figure out, voters who are arguably on paper anyway, in terms of percent that went to college, percent that have a BA, percent that have a postgraduate degree. Seattle voters are among the most intelligent in the country, certainly here in Washington State. But they kept voting for people who keep making their lives miserable. You know, Shama Sawant and company were in power for a good 6 years of making things worse before voters said, huh, maybe we should be voting for people who aren't that way. And they started swinging back toward the center. Now, the good news is they have a much better city council. They have a better mayor. The bad news is so much damage was done in such a short period of time, they're going to be digging out for a long time. It's going to take a while. So now in Olympia, we see the same thing playing out. Are the House and Senate in Olympia going to go the same direction, radical direction, that the Seattle City Council went in? And if so, is the new governor, Bob Ferguson, going to be a break on their extremism? Or is he, like Jay Inslee, going to just go along? Jay Inslee went along with all the really dumb stuff. The restrictions on police chases, really dumb. Letting criminals out of jail early, really dumb. Restricting three strikes, you're out. Again, how did that help anybody other than people who commit serious felonies over and over again? So, I mean, Jay, he didn't lead the way. He's too lazy for that. But he signed a lot of this legislation. And so is Bob Ferguson going to be more of the same? And the early indications is he might not be. But we'll see. Because, you know, on his way out the door, you know, Jay Inslee's still trying to raise taxes, including the ridiculous wealth tax, where you're taxed simply because you have a certain net worth on paper, not because of what you bought, not because of what you sold, not because of what you did, not because of what you invested, but simply because you have a certain amount of money that you are worth. They're going to tax you on that basis alone. It's just remarkably stupid and almost certainly unconstitutional. But that is where many people in the legislature want to go. So we'll see if the radicals in the legislature are able to push their agenda through. It is very clear that voters in Washington State don't want to go in a radical direction. But they've set the table to move in that direction anyway because of how they voted. Again, for some reason, it takes more time than it should for them to figure it out. So we'll see what happens.